things aren't black and white, so we use a little gray matter. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I can't remember the last time the AFL-CIO and the Chamber of Commerce got together on anything. So the stars are aligned in a very weird and unusual way here.
Well, some powerful interest groups in Washington, D.C. are seeing eye to eye. But that's not really that unusual. You've seen that before on illegal immigration, a very bizarre coalition. The liberal wing of the Democratic Party, supporters of illegal immigrants, La Raza, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Because they get less expensive labor. Anyway, we got Mike Gempler joining me now from the Washington Growers League to talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. with immigration reform. Hey there, Mike. How you doing? Welcome to KVI.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell me what you think we need to do and not do if we want to have a good immigration reform bill in this country.
Well, what we need to do for the agriculture industry, certainly, with our fairly unique reliance on a foreign workforce at this point, we need to be able to give legal status to our existing workforce. And, you know, those people, as all people do, get older. And at some point, we will have to have a means of accessing foreign workers on a temporary basis in the future. So kind of a guest worker program that works works better.
Most foreign ag workers, farm workers, used to be legal. And starting in the 70s, 80s, well, not the 70s, actually well into the 80s and 90s, you started hiring illegals at a much greater pace. What accounts for that, Mike?
Well, first of all, before the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, you really didn't know what the legal status was of people that you were hiring. And, you know, when we started the I-9 system under President Reagan in 86, then you started to have to ask people for their documents, their ID, to determine what their legal status was. And, you know, I think that our economy has changed, and so that the people in the U.S. who were born here in the U.S. Had other opportunities, and farm work in particular, being very seasonal, being lower paying, being very hard physical work outside and so on, was among the least attractive work. And so where there's a vacuum, you know, it gets filled. And the economy was tough in Mexico, and people saw an opportunity for them, and they came in and offered their labor, and it was gladly accepted. So
now, do you think the 1986 law was a success?
You know, I think the 1986 law had a giant loophole, and that was the lack of any real integrity in our document system. Mm-hmm. So while it created the situation we have now, where anybody who wants to sneak across the border and has a couple hundred bucks to buy good-looking false ID can do so and get a job. And, you know, that's not secure enough. There's no integrity in that system, and it's created all kinds of problems. So that's why.
Well, the reason I ask is that this so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill in Washington rests on the same principles, namely, number one, instant. Legalization of all illegals living here. Number two, promises of future border enforcement. Number three, promises that only those who are here legally will be allowed to get work, even though the E-Verify program is not part of that. Those are the identical principles as the 86 law.
Well, and no, the E-Verify program is part of it. It was E-Verify was part, or something similar to it, was part of every major immigration reform bill after 2000. And, you know, the Kennedy McCain bill.
I guarantee you, and I'll bet you a steak dinner on this, Mike. You will not see mandatory E-Verify in this bill.
Oh, I think we will.
You think public and private employers will be required to use the E-Verify system?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a matter of when, not if, and we've been preparing for it for some time.
Why do you think it's not already in the legislation?
Well, I think it will be. It's in the Senate. There's no bill written yet. There's been no bill actually released.
No, I'm talking about the framework. The framework for the bill.
The Senate framework does include that. It includes, I think, their third point that they released in their news release says, create an effective employment verification system that will prevent identity theft and end the future.
Yeah, what's that
the
mean?
The hiring of future unauthorized workers.
What's that mean? That's a far cry from saying mandatory use of the E-Verify data background system for all public and private employment. They could have said that. They didn't.
They could have said that, and I think that's what they mean. Schumer, in fact,
I guarantee you, Schumer doesn't want that.
Oh, I think he does. He has discussed reissuing all Social Security cards with biometric indicators on them, so that they are. This is about 2 years ago, so that they can be used as a national employment card.
Now, in 1986, we had about 3 million illegals living here, and the legislation was passed, amnesty was granted,
right,
and illegal immigration has quadrupled since then.
Correct.
What makes you think, Mike, as a spokesman for the Growers League, farming interests, what makes you think the same thing isn't going to happen if we grant another amnesty?
If there is no mandatory use of E-Verify at the time of hire, and a demagnetizing of that economic magnet that we have up here in the U.S., I think the same thing will happen. And I think everybody knows that. That's why I think they're going to have a verification system required of all employers.
Tell me why you think that the people of One America, why the people in La Raza, why the Democratic Party would want any part of that.
Any part of an E-Verify system?
Yeah, they've been fighting it tooth and nail. They've been trying to dislodge it since it got in, tried to minimize its usage.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who don't want it, including a lot of civil libertarians who don't like the kind of society that we'll have where, you know, you get some guy who comes up from California to pick pears in Hood River or something, and he loses his wallet when he's out having dinner with his buddies after working all day, you know, picking pears, and he has to prove who he is. He can't even get a job to get money to go back home. You know,
I got to do the same thing if I lose my wallet and I'm in Cincinnati and I want to get home.
Yeah, but you can still get a job.
Well, no, if I'm traveling and I want to get on a plane, from Seattle to Cincinnati, and I lose my wallet while I'm in Cincinnati, pickpocket or something,
right.
I've got a huge hassle on my hands too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not arguing against it. I think it's necessary to have integrity in our immigration system. You know, we are a global economy, and we have movement of human beings back and forth across our borders. And in order to manage it properly, I think it's one of the tools that has to exist. And I know there are a lot of people on both ends of the spectrum who want to kill it. But I think it is necessary to have a system that actually works and doesn't result in successive amnesties. And I think it's also a lot better for our country to have that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I wish you all the best here because I don't think, I think your view is a lot more reasonable and sensible than what else is out there, which is why I wanted to bring you in on this. But I would be amazed if your view actually prevailed, Mike, in the final in any final legislation that comes forward.
Well, let's hope for the best.
Indeed. We'll join together in hoping for the best. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Thank you so much.
All right. And again, Mike Gempler with the Washington Growers League here on Talk Radio 570 KVI.